Geek Radio Daily for starting it all over again. Welcome to Monday, April 26, 2010. All the geek without the weight and sometimes an 80s flashback.
Oh, yeah.
From the folks that know it, of course, that's the Flintsters.
My knowledge will bite her face off.
Wow.
And I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You're very popular in a number of state institutions.
Why, thank you.
I believe it.
Thank you. Monday means we find out what all we saw over the weekend. Good times. Good times indeed. Look at your geekified news. Wow, I couldn't talk. It's Monday. I never quite know how to deal with a Monday. Maybe we can do it by looking back. It was on this date, April 26, in 1514, Copernicus made his first observations of Saturn.
Wow. On this day in 1564, William Shakespeare was baptized.
1721, the smallpox vaccination was first administered.
Oh, in 1819, the Independent Order of Odd Fellows made its first appearance in the U.S. with the organization of Washington Lodge No. 1 in Baltimore, Maryland.
1865, John Wilkes Booth, who of course killed Lincoln, was surrounded by federal troops in Garrett's Tobacco Farm near Bowling Green, Virginia. And was killed when he set fire to the barn where he was hiding, and that kind of gave it away.
Ah.
They sort of saw him.
Over 100 years later, but in 1977, we have the opening of Studio 54 in New York.
Grandma. 1981, the Frisbee's indoor distance record of 316 feet was set.
Yikes. In 1986, this is the day of the Chernobyl nuclear reactor meltdown.
Oh, it's also the day that Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver were married, and I have no idea if that has anything to do
with each other. In 1994, this is South Africa's first all-race elections.
1993, Conan O'Brien was named to the successor for David Letterman as host of the Late Night Show.
Also in 1994, we have physicists announce the first evidence of the top quark subatomic particle.
Fantastic. And some birthdays going out. Happy birthday to Jessica Lynch. She's 27. She's the one that was a POW in the Iraq camp. Yeah. Rock war.
Channing Tatum has acted as military people before, right? He's 30.
Yeah, he was in G.I. Joe.
Ah.
See, there you go. Kevin James is 45. Paul Blart.
You skipped Monk. Tom Welling, Clark Kent on Smallville.
Did I? How
He's
did I
33.
Do that? Huh. I must not have saw him. John Mitchell, 69, composer, wrote a setting of Robert Browning's Child Roland to the Dark Tower came for a vocal quartet.
Wow. And Carol Burnett is 77 years old today.
That's crazy. Dwayne Eddy is 72, guitarist. He is most famous for the Peter Gunn theme, which is best known for the Spy Hunter theme from the game.
Okay, sorry.
Stafford Rep was born on this date in 1918, no longer with us. He was, of course, Police Chief O'Hare on the Batman TV show. And Charles Richter, born in 1900, you know, seismologist, gave us that whole scale that his folks loved so much.
You've got mail.
Yes, indeed we do. Criss Cross. I had several singles on cassette and would blare them out in my Walkman, running around screaming the songs way, way out of tune. I was only reminded of this the other day when someone said Criss Cross and I belted out, "Gonna make you jump, jump."
The Daddy Mac will make you.
That's Ryan, the Daddy Mac right there. Dearest Billy Flynn, Bruce did well as host, even if he did call sci-fi by its old name. Bruce, dude, didn't even cry on days he had no mail, unlike our favorite country DJ. I think it's a good idea to have Kindle at Target and Best Buy, but only if the setup is to show what it can do in addition to displaying leased books. I would personally be more apt to buy an ebook reader if I could touch one first and see what it did.
Me too.
If someone could convince me that paying for books that I will not own is a good idea. After what happened in 1984, has anyone noticed that their favorite books not say what they remembered reading in a dead tree version? Might consider a Kindle with the paper-like feature if kid can save enough buying e-text books to save more than what it costs for an e-reader. But how can you buy an used e-text book? Or could I buy e-books, disc, or memory sticks to have the books when devices crash? If we practice sustainable harvest of our forest, won't we have smaller forest fires and as much soft toilet paper and paper books as you could want? I currently get more use out of a 10-year-old book than a 10-year-old computer. Hugs and kisses, Corey. P.S. Does the new iPhone 4th generation fix the two biggest problems, being uninsurable and having no choice of carrier?
Wow.
Someone starts off Monday with a little venom. A little venom in their system. It was. It would, you know, the Kindle, somewhere where you can actually touch it and see it. People did like that. No one understood DVRs, TiVos, if you will. No one understood them until they go, "See, look, I pause." And then it just blows their mind the first time, right? So, yeah, I could see that. Buy us one. We'll go look at it and you can buy us one.
Well, maybe we'll pause TV while we're watching TV tonight.
And watch books?
No, but on CBS, we have a rerun of How I Met Your Mother, followed by a new episode of Rules of Engagement. Two and a Half Men, rerun. Big Bang Theory, rerun. CSI Miami, rerun.
That sounds fantastic. ABC's got a new Dancing with the Stars. Oh, boy, that show Romantically Challenged. And
Alyssa Milano's
on there. She's hot. And a rerun of Castle. Not the one with Alyssa Milano.
No. On NBC, we have Chuck versus the Honeymooners. To the moon. A new episode of Trauma and a rerun of Law and Order.
Fox has a new episode of House in which a woman in an open marriage falls ill. And on 24, Jack asks an old friend for a favor. Hey, can I borrow your drill? I gotta talk to somebody.
Or 20 bucks. On the CW, we've got new episodes of One Tree Hill and Gossip Girl.
AMC tonight is showing First Blood, followed by First Blood, Rambo 2, Electric Boogaloo. So you can see the Vietnam veteran. We win the war this time.
ABC Family brings us Miss Congeniality.
BET's got Steppin', the movie.
All right. FX brings us The Marine, followed by Man on Fire.
The Marine. What a gloriously bad film. Chiller Network is showing Halloween 2, followed by Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. You know, the not-that-good sequel and the one that's got nothing to do with the rest.
Ah. FMC brings us Max Dugan Returns, followed by 9 to 5.
So 9 to 5 is a good time.
Yeah.
Dabney Coleman. Oh, that's always good. Turner Classic Movies, if you want to go a little more serious, is showing The Diary of Anne Frank. Get Grandma. Let's make some popcorn. Get the kids. But if we're watching anything this fine evening, it will be on the Hallmark Channel because a young woman tries to solve the mystery behind her increasingly terrifying visions of a stranger's brutal murder. Sarah Michelle Gellar and Peter O'Brien star in The Return, because it's all coming back to me.
Oh, Buffy.
Okay. We'll return in just a moment. That's what we do here, Geek Radio Daily.
We're here at Geek Label Laboratories to discover if wearing quality Geek Label t-shirts will actually make you smarter. Joining us today is Rodney.
Blinky lights, pretty.
Now we'll outfit Rodney in a sweet as love Geek Label t-shirt. Now we'll introduce Rodney to Schrodinger's cat in the hopes that he will successfully explain the inadequacy of early quantum mechanical theory.
Ooh, tastes like chicken.
Rodney, no.
Snack size, snack size.
Look smart and feel fly in your custom Geek Label t-shirt, ladies' tee, or any of the many styles now available, including grilling aprons. You pick the style, you pick the color. We do the rest. Will Geek Label products actually make you smarter?
Decoherence make Rodney hungry.
No, dumbass. They're custom t-shirts. They're not magic t-shirts. Another fine product from geeklabel.com.
Screw you. This is Christoph Laputka of the Leviathan Chronicles. For some strange reason, you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
What kind of strange reasons?
You love us?
That's pretty strange. How could anyone figure that out? Good morning. Welcome to Monday, April 26, 2010. It's All the Geek Without the Wait. And don't worry. We'll get to another weekend soon enough.
The buzz is any indicator that movie's going to make some huge bank.
Indeed. Some movies did. Some movies didn't. Some movies did surprising things like...
Ooh. Well, we have at number 10, last week's number 8, Alice in Wonderland, the new version, got another $2.2 million. And number 9, last week's number 6, The Last Song, made another $3.7 million. Number 8 was brand new this week, and it looked really pretty interesting. Disney's Oceans came in with $6 million.
It's got a budget of $80 million. That's not...
Did it?
Yeah, it's got a budget of $80 million.
Yikes.
Okay.
Go see it. It looks really cool.
Okay.
Number 7 was last week's number 4, The Death at a Funeral, the remake, made another $8 million. Number 6, last week's number 5, Clash of the Titans, made $9 million.
Number 5 was last week's number 1. Kick-Ass has fallen, making $9.5 million. It's made 34.8 in 2 weeks. It's a budget of 30, so at this point, everything's gravy.
Everybody was busy this weekend, doing other things besides going to the movies.
Apparently. Number 4, The Losers opened up at number 4, making $9.6 million. It's made overall $25 million in a week because somehow I'm not sure. No, it's a budget of $25 million. Duh, making 9.6. So it didn't open up as well as they thought it was going to. Maybe everyone's waiting for the A-Team. Number three, Date Night, was last week's number three, 10.6 million. It's made 63 in 3 weeks on a budget of 55. Number two was The Backup Plan. that was the one that people saw.
Yeah.
12.25. It's got a budget of 35 million. We'll see how that holds on. Number one, last week's number two, How to Train Your Dragon, came back to the number one spot.
Wow.
Making another $15 million. And wow, you've really got to realize that's going to prove to studios that everything has to be in 3D. Budget of 165. They've made a total of 178 so far. And we'll continue. Thank you, 3D glasses.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Ridley Scott says that, yeah, the Alien prequel? Try prequels. It's going to take two movies to tell that story. And since it takes two movies to tell it, by God, it's important enough to be in 3D. So Alien is going to enter the 3D foray with the Alien prequel.
I mean, facehuggers coming right at you. Certain things I could see being cool in 3D.
I don't want it to be made into a 3D movie, but a movie shot in 3D, an Alien movie shot in 3D with the purpose. I'm interested. Hopefully this is the good Ridley Scott movies, not the bad ones.
Well, I could make you like that movie with pharmaceuticals.
Okay.
A drug has been discovered that could make you trust your government. According to common hormone oxytocin, I think is how you say it, it's associated with the feeling of trust and pleasure, makes people likely to trust their government. A scientist says he's proven that authorities could use the hormones to gain the public trust, and you know, all about how it would affect you, and it makes you kind of general just more trusting. It's not specifically the government, but it makes you more trusting in general, which would then naturally include being more trusting of your government. So
I want to believe.
But not by chemicals.
No. So, hey, PlayStation 3 owners, if you play your PlayStation 3 soon and you see that firmware update, or if you just recently did that, I wonder if you read the entire thing. You probably didn't. No, Sony doesn't own your soul, unlike GameStop. No. But one of the things that's in there says that Sony is allowed... automatic updates to your firmware from this point on. It also says from time to time, SCE may provide updates, upgrades, or services to your PS3 system to ensure it's functioning properly in accordance with the law. Additionally, you may not be able to view your own content if it includes or displays content that is protected by authentication technology. Some services may change your current settings. Basically, they're going to go through and look at your system whenever they want to. So, it's fun. Why not? They own the service, but yeah. The contents of your hard drive belongs to Sony.
Wow. We don't own anything anymore, do we?
No. We just borrow things temporarily, like our lives.
Oh. Well, if you don't get something in digital form, you have it in paper form, like comics, for example. That could be something. Speaking of comics, welcome Archie Comics to the century. They are about to debut their first gay character.
Okay. And, is it Jughead?
It's not Jughead, okay. But debuting a character.
Mr. Weatherby?
But, you know, I mean, it's been going on since the 1940s. It's a brand new character to the comic.
Oh,
okay?
Archie, right. Sorry.
So they have their first openly gay character. This is a new student at their school. His name is Kevin Keller, and he's scheduled to appear in issue 202, coming out in September. So, you know, the Riverdale community is kind of been thought to be pretty homogeneous. Get it? But they're going to add a little bit of diversity with an openly gay character coming soon.
202? Of Archie? Huh. That sounds more like Veronica's numbering, but what do I know? I don't know these things at all. So, we all want faster internet. Blazing speed, faster internet. Well, what if we already had something that could bring it to us? What if we've had something for 100 years that could make it happen?
What?
Well, you see, you can get fiber optic speeds over old copper lines. Alcatel-Lucent combines several old networking tricks to boost DSL speeds over copper telephone lines to 100 megabits per second at distances spanning almost two-thirds of a mile, which could allow for telecommunications companies to compete with the 50 megabyte speeds. Basically, it relies upon a networking trick invented in 1886 by John J. Cardy, an electrical engineer who eventually became vice president at AT&T. He examined the traditional method of sending digital signals over two wires twisted together and discovered it was possible to send a third signal on top of the four wires arrived as two separate pairs, and this phantom connection goes down one pair, which lets you send things simultaneously. Basically, we just had the technology. We didn't understand how to use it.
Wow.
Don't you love all the stuff the aliens bring us? It takes us so damn long to figure it out. Geek Radio Daily, thanks for dropping by. Starting off the week. Have a cup of coffee, a bagel, and try not to text as much when you drive. Really. it scares the other folks. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Make sure to stop by Facebook and like the page, won't you? That's fun. And send us a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
You put a can in your hand and just pop the top. Hey yo, Chris, what's up, love? What's that in your hand? It's an S to the B-R-I-T-E can. Understand the course, Chris drinks the crazy, crazy twist of unexpectedness that you should never miss. So what's your name? Daddy, M-A-C. And what's your drink? S-B-R-I-T-E. Cause it's a lifesaver when you need thirst quenching like a kiss with a lime and twist. Now you know that's kicking. Word. So drink up, is what you gotta do. Why? Cause I like the Sprite in you.